There are estimates that flooding from Hurricane Harvey damaged at least 500,000 vehicles, maybe as many as 1 million. So what happens to all those cars and trucks now? Joining us from Detroit is Michelle Krebs, who's a senior analyst for Auto Trader. Michelle, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And what happens to a vehicle that gets caught in floodwaters? Is it totaled?
Well, a lot of things can happen, and we won't know till all the waters recede from Harvey, but we think as many as 300,000 to 500,000 vehicles could be damaged or totally destroyed. Some will be, you know, discarded, taken to the junkyard, but others, they could wind their way back to the market, and that's where consumers need to be wary.
Yeah, well, we saw that after Hurricane Katrina, that a lot of cars that had been damaged in Katrina ended up being sold perhaps further up north, far away from the storm, to unsuspecting consumers.
Right, and what we may see, not only we may see these cars in other locations well beyond Houston, but also over time, cars showing up, you know, years later even.
Hmm. And is there any way to tell if a car has been damaged by floodwaters?
Well, the very first thing people should do is do their homework online. Find the VIN number on the car. It's usually on the side of the door or the window. And look that up in a car history report. A good thing to find out is where were they? If it was in Houston, you might that should raise a red flag. And then sometimes the titles say that it's a flood car or a salvage car. However, that's not a guarantee because sometimes there's a lag time in getting that designation. Beyond that, you really have to use all of your senses to inspect the car. Does it smell musty? Is there mud residue or what looks like water damage or corrosion underneath the vehicle or on the brakes and shocks? Touch the ceiling of the car. See if it feels like it's been damp or if it's drooping a bit. And then if you're still concerned, I would take it to an independent mechanic, or there are independent inspecting firms. They will, for a fairly minimal fee, inspect the car to make sure it's okay.
What about a car that is just slightly damaged? If we've got a listener in Houston whose car was flooded a bit but not totally, what can they do?
You know, if the water didn't get into the car or get up under the undercarriage, the underbody of the car, perhaps they're okay. One of the big signs we tell people is look where the spare tire is and see if there's water or mud residue in there. Hmm. Look to see if it's gone into the car. If you look under the seat, there's little tracks that your seat runs on. See if there's any residue there or corrosion, and that's a sign that that's probably too much water.
And if that is the case, how does insurance come into play here? Are they going to pay for all of this?
Well, no. You know, some cars were uninsured, but and some did not have comprehensive insurance that would have covered that. Insurance won't cover all of them.
Hmm. Meanwhile, obviously, there are a lot of people who don't have their car to get around Houston, and Houston is not a city where it's all that easy in some places to get around by, let's say, public transport. So what can those people do? We've already heard about a lot of demand at the car rental companies in Houston.
Houston is a very car-centric city. People really depend on their cars there. And of course, we expect that that'll be one of the first issues they address because they want to get their life back to normal. They want to get back to work. So we already are seeing on our websites traffic and applications for financing of a new car soar. And, you know, automakers are offering some special deals for people who were affected by the floods. So the issue is going to be getting inventory there, but we are seeing automakers and dealers, dealership groups start moving their inventories around from other parts of the country. And there's plenty of it that they'll bring to Houston.
Because some dealerships in Houston lost a lot of their cars in this storm.
Right, right. I mean, there's big companies like AutoNation and that have chains of dealerships around the country, and they lost a lot. So they are bringing them in from other dealerships. The good thing is inventories of new cars have been pretty high, so there will be inventory available to move to other places.
There are so many things that people who are in the path of a storm like this have to think about, getting obviously themselves and their families to safety, maybe their pets to safety. Is there something, though, that people should be doing that they're not doing to get their car to a place where it won't be destroyed as 500,000 or more were in this storm?
Well, yeah. I mean, one of the things that we are hearing is that people are being advised to take their cars to like parking structures and parking them on higher levels. Certainly, you can't do that with a whole city of Miami, for instance. And of course, a lot of people are evacuating. But yes, that is something to consider. I'm not sure everybody has the ability to do that, however.
That's Michelle Krebs, who is a senior analyst for Auto Trader. Michelle, thanks.
Thank you.